The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, warm greetings. And many years ago, I heard a saying that came out of Alcoholic Anonymous. And the saying and the kind of wisdom teaching is that bring your body and the mind will follow. And I think this principle works very well for Vipassana practice, that embody your body, connect to your body, and then the more you're connected to your body, the mind will find its way, or the mind will follow. And specifically, as the body becomes, as we let go, which in the bodily terms often means relaxing or releasing the tensions, the holdings of the body, it encourages the mind to begin to release as well, to relax. Sometimes people live with a real divide between their head, their mind, and their body. And that divide can be felt. There's a kind of a concentration of sensations, a sense of maybe location, hardness, pressure, heaviness, contraction, somewhere maybe in the head area that is quite compelling. It's kind of has a gravitational force that pulls us into it. But that the more that's there, the more it tends to create a divide between the body and the mind. And that contraction, that heaviness, that sense of strong location is a form of attachment, a sort of clinging, holding. So as we relax the body, we start noticing the places in the body, like in the head, associated with the mind, that are holding as well. And slowly, slowly, to release, relax, open the body, open the mind, until the body and the mind are not separate. They become one harmonious, field of clarity. So, to take a comfortable, upright posture, literally upright or metaphorically upright, in the sense that upright might mean with integrity, with honesty. And to close your eyes, and with the eyes closed, turning on the light within your body, in the sense of becoming aware of the sensations of your body. Noticing as you feel your body, if any of the places in your body attract attention. Is there tension there, holding there? And that tension, that holding can be physical. It can also be the tension and holding associated with the mind's concern about that part of your body. And as you exhale, perhaps there can be a beginning of a process of relaxing, softening, of the hardness, the tension, the holding that might be. And rather than being disturbed or concerned about the tensions and holdings, the attachments that you have, be appreciative of the opportunity to know they're there and to be beginning a process of softening, relaxing, letting go. And every little movement of softening, relaxing, has within it some modicum of goodness, of pleasure, of rightness. Perhaps softening in the belly, relaxing the belly and the sides of the waist. And the small of the back. Relaxing and softening around the solar plexus and the diaphragm. And even if nothing relaxes, there is a kind of opening or allowing that can be brought to whatever is there. Relaxing in the chest, softening. And if there is some holding or resistance or contraction associated with the chest breathing, it's okay. As the breathing, the movements of the breath come and go, arise and pass, expand and contract, massage, touch gently, caress the place of holding, of tension. And softening, relaxing in the face. Maybe every time you exhale, letting the muscles that work throughout the day soften and relax, letting the face rest. And if there's any sense of concentrating yourself in the area of your brain, your head, any tension, heaviness, pressure, maybe associated with thinking, see if you can loosen up, loosen, expand, soften, spread out the tensions of the mind. Every time you exhale, for taking a few moments to center yourself on your breathing. The rhythms of breathing. every time you exhale, let there be relaxing, releasing in the body, releasing in the mind. Every time you inhale, allow yourself to spaciously, generously receive your experience. Receive anything, any place in the body that calls attention to itself. And then as you exhale, to release and relax. Sometimes releasing muscles in the body. Sometimes releasing the mind. The concern, the preoccupation, the attachment, the tightness in the mind. And if things don't relax or release easily, that's okay. You might have to relax and let go of wanting them to relax, trying to, and instead, letting go is letting be. Just letting it be. Breathe with it. Breathe through it. To simply know what's going on is a kind of letting go. Just to be present for what is. One breath at a time. relaxing your body into those places where you're not so aware of your body. Relaxing your mind into the body. As we learn the art of letting go, of relaxing, we learn to let go of those things which are not useful. When we meet other people, we can learn to let go of our projections, our bias, our judgments and assumptions. We can let go of our attachments and resistances that interfere with our ability to respect the person we are with, to let them be who they are with respect, and to be able to listen deeply or feel deeply, know deeply the person as they are instead of as we assume. And perhaps that allows us to more and more often to see the great value and beauty of others, to see their depth of their being and the range of feelings and suffering and joys and that they have. And for our love and our care and our goodwill to be clean and simple, unencumbered by the assumptions and biases and projections we have. May our capacity to let go, let our goodwill for the world shine cleanly, simply, directly out upon the people we encounter and know and for our society, for all the different factions of our society. And for all the different people of this world, may we equally spread our love, our goodwill, our kindness, so that we can genuinely wish, may all beings be happy. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be respected and valued. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy.